Items from the Titanic have been shown at museums around the world for several years, but this is the first such exhibit in Wisconsin. About 1,500 people died when the Titanic sank in 1912. When the wreck was first searched for artifacts, some people suggested that underwater archaeologists and diving companies were disturbing a mass grave. But Milwaukee Museum President Dan Finley says he's not leery about presenting the exhibit.
A museum is all about education and storytelling. And a lot of those stories through human history have been difficult ones. And we should not shy away from telling those.
Finley says two lessons from the sinking of the Titanic are that humans are not infallible and that bigger and faster technology can't solve all problems. The Milwaukee exhibit also mentions some Wisconsin families that lost loved ones when the ship sank. Cheryl Murray is with the exhibition company RMS Titanic. She talks about the wealthy Crosby family of Milwaukee,
who went to Europe to bring their daughter back, who had scandalously had a baby with a Frenchman while she was studying music.
The Titanic exhibit runs through the end of May. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.